إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah said that there is nothing for a human being except that which he works for. I remind myself and you that it is not what you have, but what you do which counts. It is not what you had, but what you did which will be remembered. Sadqatul Jariya is not a product of what you have. It is a product of what you do. And that's why I remind myself and you to look at what we have and see what we are doing with it. How much time do we have on a daily basis, and what do we do with that time? How much time do we have on a weekly basis, monthly basis, annual basis, our life till now, and what is it that we are doing with that time? How much wealth do we have, and what are we doing with that wealth? We live in a city here which was the last king of which was supposed to be, they did some research and they said he was the richest man who ever existed from the time of Cleopatra, when she was the Pharaoh of Egypt. From Cleopatra's time, which is pre-Julius Caesar's time, which is B.C. From then till today, the richest man who ever existed. Richer than Rockefeller, richer than everybody. What is he remembered for today? For whatever works of public good that he did, which he did. But what is that as a fraction of his wealth, actual wealth? Nobody cares. We don't even know where it went. I'm giving you that as an example. May Allah forgive him and enter him into Jannah and accept his good works. But I am giving that as an example to remind myself and you that this does not apply only to people who have massive wealth. It applies to everybody. Because when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will ask us what he said many times in the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the people who are successful, he said, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend from what we have given. Allah did not say those who have more. He said, we spend from what we have given, whatever it was. So we have to ask ourselves this. How much time we have? What do we do? How much wealth we have? What do we do? How much knowledge do we have? What do we do with that knowledge? Because that also is a resource. And in all of these things, I don't mean only the religious angle of it. I don't mean only the religious angle. I mean, you might have religious knowledge, you teach that. That's one part of it. It applies to all kinds of knowledge. It applies to the wealth which is used for all kinds of activities. Any activity of khair is a means of sadqatul jariya. It's not only building masajid or madaris or something. Any activity of anything which spreads goodness, anything which helps people, this is a means of sadqatul jariya, whatever it is. And so also in terms of our time, what we use with it. I'm not saying only the time that you spend in zikr and tilawat al-Quran and salah and so on, all of which we should do and we should maximize, but time which is usefully spent, how much time is usefully spent and how much time is just wasted. I mean, I think the most tragic thing about time is the time which just goes, we don't know where it went. And we get examples of this every single day of our lives. And how many times have we heard when Ramadan comes? We say, oh, how quickly did Ramadan? Just now it was almost as if we were here just yesterday and it was, now it's Ramadan again. And then how many times have we heard this thing to say, Ramadan is the fastest passing month. And those who go in i'tikaf, they say, well, before we, you know, we are in i'tikaf, the first day, and almost the next day is the 10th day, or the 9th day, as the case might be. But you know, and I know, logically speaking, Ramadan doesn't come faster, doesn't go faster, the earth is spinning at the same speed. So it's not a question of the month going faster or what. It's a question of how did we spend that time. And for most people, Ramadan seems to go faster because they spend the time a little bit more usefully than they spend otherwise. So you have some value for this time. So, oh, I'm doing something with it. But Ramadan is only 1 month. What about the other 11 months? So I remind myself and you that Allah sent us into this world and gave us the opportunity to maximize the benefit of coming here. So let us think about that and let us make some life changes. Because just talking about all this stuff is no use. We need to also do something. Starting right now, what will I do differently than from what I was doing? And that's inshallah what will make a difference for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain.